Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today is a special day in the church year. For today is a day we remember a man of great faith, a pastor, a bishop, a man who devoted his life to preaching Christ and Him crucified, a man who devoted his life to baptizing infants and adults, a man who devoted his life to proclaiming holy absolution to those who came to him in confession, a man who devoted his life to being God's instrument to deliver the body and blood of Jesus Christ for sinners to receive forgiveness. This man lived in the 4th century, quite a while ago. And this man's name is Saint Nicholas. Yes, Saint Nicholas was a real pastor, bishop of the church, a man who devoted his life to the things of Jesus Christ. Saint Nicholas was probably in attendance at the Council of Nicaea, the council where the church dealt with the error of Arianism. An error that taught that Jesus was not truly God. Saint Nicholas would have been present for the large writing of what we now confessed this day as the Nicene Creed. Saint Nicholas was also a man who gave from his heart, a man who loved children. The story often goes that Nicholas had seen a family in his congregation in need. And as they were a part of his family, he reached out to help them. This family had 3 daughters, and they had no money for the dowry so that these 3 young women could get married. Upon which Nicholas, in the middle of the night, dropped gold coins through their window that allowed those girls to get married. And that is the man, Saint Nicholas. Now, how he has morphed into the many ways that we have morphed him in our culture, I don't totally know, but do remember this man of great faith, this man who devoted himself to the proclamation of the truth of Jesus Christ. He has remembered this day, and for many of you, you might have had a celebration this morning when your kids woke up. One of the traditions that we do, and I know I've mentioned this in the past, but I brought it up again, we have these books in our church library. We also have our own personal version of this. This is St. Nicholas, the real story of the Christmas legend. There's a board book, which is one I should have had since mine got ripped last night. But these books tell the story about this man and his faith. It uses St. Nicholas. We see here little fruits. All of these wonderful things in the gift of giving. This is a great tradition that we have in our family. I encourage you to do it in yours as well. Giving of gifts. A tradition that has been carried on from St. Nicholas and also from the Magi who would visit the young boy. But today is another day too. For today is the day that we cry out as the people of Zion. Populous Zion. Or the daughter of Zion, sometimes translated. Behold, your salvation comes. If you've been here the last few weeks, you will have noticed that at the end of the church year and at the beginning of the church year, our focus is on Christ's coming. The word Advent means coming. And so we are preparing ourselves not just to celebrate the first coming and the incarnation in the birth of Jesus, but also in his second coming, where Jesus Christ will ride in on the clouds for the day of judgment. Behold, your salvation comes, dear children of God. On that day, all who do not believe will be judged. They will be turned to ashes, because ashes are a sign of judgment. And yet, before that day, God sends his Elijah, that is his prophet who will prepare the way, Malachi writes. Now, if you remember your books of the Bible, you'll know that Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. It is immediately before St. John the Baptist coming to prepare the way. God sent St. John the Baptist to preach a message of repentance, that the people's hearts would be turned to be ready for the coming of the Messiah. He has come, and dear children, he will come again. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. It's a great day for God's children, those who confess him. But it is a dreadful day for those who do not. Those who have no faith should be afraid of that day, but not us. No, we pray fervently that Jesus returns and he returns soon. In our psalm, we hear the words, "Gather to me, my faithful ones." You are here this day to be prepared. You are here this day to return your hearts to your God, to return to the only thing that matters in this life, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "On earth there will be the distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear." How many of men's hearts have been turned to fear these last months? Far too many. But not us, dear children, for we will not fear. Rather, we will stand at attention. We will prepare our hearts. We will come to the house of the Lord to hear this proclamation, to have our sins forgiven, and to receive his great and powerful blessings. Now, when these things happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. Do not be downcast. Rather, look up. Look up to the one who hung on the cross to take away all your sins. Look up to the skies in which Jesus will come and descend once again to judge the living and the dead. Look up, because your redemption is drawing near. On that day, all those saints who are currently resting in their graves will come forth. On that day, their souls will rejoin with their bodies, and those who are still left will meet them. On that day, every tongue will confess Jesus Christ as Lord, and those who confessed in this life will be taken to the new heavens and the new earth. And so we prepare. We do not find ourselves in drunkenness, in carousing, in the sins of the flesh. Rather, we prepare by reading God's word. Take heed to yourselves. The kingdom of God is near. Lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. You could spend every single day locked up in your house in fear. Or you could come here and hear of the mighty deeds of God with your heads lifted up, with your family, preparing, singing God's praises, receiving the body and blood of Jesus, that when you leave here, you may sing with Simeon, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Our sins are forgiven. We are at peace with God." We put our trust in him. Our faith is not in science, it's not in a vaccine, it's not in any of those things. Our faith is in Jesus Christ, because none of those things can save us for eternity. Only Jesus Christ can. And so we gather as a family, we sing his praises, we receive his gifts, and we look forward in hope. Not in crutching fear, but in hope, in joy. We will be celebrating Christ's incarnation, his birth, and we will also be celebrating the day of Jesus Christ. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape these things. Stand before the Son of Man. You are not worthy because of what you have done. You are declared worthy because of what Jesus Christ has done. When God looks at you, he sees a baptized and redeemed child. he sees a man, a woman, a boy or a girl whom Jesus Christ has died for, whom shed his blood for, and when he looks at you, he declares you worthy because of your faith. Be found in the faith. Be found cleansed by the blood of Christ, so that on that day, we will not be afraid. We will not be turned to ashes, but rather we will return to a joy that no one can take from us. So until that day, dear children, the church sings, he comes to judge the nations, a terror to his foes, a light of consolations and blessed hope to those who love the Lord's appearing. O glorious sun, now come, send forth your beams so cheering and guide us safely home. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.